in the counties, and they moved it to a three-year agreement. So they moved it to OA, and they kind of took it out of the child support people, and it was a three-year contract. And so the last time I was here was about 3 years ago, and so here we are at a renewal stage. And so every 3 years they give us a draft to review. I'm part of the MAPA, which is the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. There's a small group that reviews the state's contract before it goes out to all the prosecutors. Everything was kind of late this year. I do apologize. FSD sent this agreement Friday afternoon to me, and I tried to send it out as soon as possible. I did notice I was able to review it over the weekend. I did notice that it is not complete. They did not insert the names of the counties in this agreement, and they did not insert the percentages for each county's responsibility if the 4D expenditures would exceed the grant amount that the state gives us. So what that means is that in these multi-county agreements, there's a host county, and that's Green. And so Green County employs the employees. They handle all the administrative tasks for, you know, working with the agency, the Family Support Division. They also provide a budget, which is not really money that they give us up front, but they say, hey, Green County, if you have actual expenditures that are appropriate for the child support program, I call it 4D because that's the Social Security reference. If those expenditures are pursuant to the 4D program, we'll reimburse you up to this amount. So they kind of give us a grant that is eligible to be claimed for reimbursement rather than just handing us money on January 1st. And so these multi-county agreements say, hey, if the host county actually spends more in the 4D program than what they can get reimbursement from the state of Missouri, then the host county could ask the other partner counties to contribute a percentage of that cost. And so $946,000 is about what the state gives us every year to spend. And so as long as whatever we spend up to that amount, if it's 4D purposes, we can ask for reimbursement and get it back. And that's Green County. So if Green County spends $1 million, and Green County said, we think your program is great, Green County says you should have a budget of $1 million. In the last couple of years, anything that was expended over $947,000, Green County paid for 100%. So Taney County has paid zero since 2009 for having their people's child support cases prosecuted, paternity orders established, and child support orders enforced. And if people lived in other states and they needed help from that state to get child support, they worked with us. We traveled to Forsyth and met with those people. So Green County was up front, you know, paying the money up front, the state would pay it back. Green County did notify me this year that if the expenditures did exceed the grant amount, and so if we had 40 expenditures over the amount that the state would give us, that they would need to ask Christian and Taney to pay their percentages. And that's why I was concerned that this particular piece of paper didn't have those percentages in there. I've asked for the numbers for them to send it to me, and I apologize. I thought I printed and I did. I thought I took it off the printer. I thought I had last agreement. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's something around 27%. And so it's based on the U.S. the census. So the census hasn't changed. So they told me they looked at the census population for Green, Christian, and Taney counties, added them together, got a percentage. And so if we went over the grant budget by $100, then we would say, Taney, please give us 27. If the 27 is right in my example, then we would say, can you please contribute $27 for this year? And so Green is the larger. They would absorb most of that expense of the overage. Christian would have its part as well. And so I did notify the prosecutors that that Green County had told me that that would be coming up. So, of course, we're going to try to stay under grant this year. And if we foresee that happening, we would obviously give them as much notice as possible. When I did some math and looked at what we actually expended in the last couple of years, Taney County's percentage would never go over 5,000. It was usually somewhere in the 2,000 to 4,000 range in those 2 years. And so this is not a lot of money when you're talking about having the cases in Taney County handled by someone else. And so we provide all of the all of the attorney, all of the staff, all of the travel, all of that expense. So Taney has paid zero since 2009, as has Christian County. And so I just know that Greene County, with their budget, they are feeling like they would need to at least ask for the money. That wouldn't even be requested until those, till, you know, 2020 was done. And so they wouldn't even be billed till January 2021 or maybe even February. And so I don't know what those amounts would be. Of course, this office tries to be a good steward of all the money that goes. But with the cost of living raises and some FTE rising costs of insurance, the state has not increased our money for 5 or 6 years. So they're not keeping up with what actually we can show is our 40 expense. They're giving us an amount, and that amount has stayed the same while our costs have increased. So that's kind of the money piece, and that's why that actual particular piece of paper that was forwarded to you isn't complete, and I don't know if they're going to give a total new amended one or if we're just going to switch out pages. I think it's 25 and 26, at least in the PDF when I looked at it on the computer, that they failed to put in the fact that this was a Greene, Christian, Taney County agreement and what those percentages of any unreimbursed 4D expense would be. So I will obviously share that with you. I wanted to go ahead and keep this appointment today so that we could talk about the agreement and see if you had any other questions. And as Mr. Dustin was saying before, the part about holding the counties harmless, or holding FSD harmless, rather, that was really not negotiable. You can tell by this language that they treat us as vendors rather than kind of another governmental entity. And so there's a lot of language in there that, even though we tried to get them to make it a little more friendly to the fact that we're not vendors, in all the sense of the word, a lot of that boilerplate language is still there, and that's part of it that they would not remove. I do usually help you with filling out, you know, a lot of the stuff that's in the back of this, to talk about it, to fill in the stuff, particularly for Taney County. So I would be, glad and expect to send you a new electronic document that would be all filled in, that would have everything except the dates and your signatures, to give you. But I do know that those percentages did not change because the census information is still the same. And I apologize. I thought she was going to email me, but I just saw her name.
So upon entering into the 3-year agreement, it would be 2021 is what I think I'm hearing, that we would need to put it as a budget item. We would know by that time what we were going to owe, and we could have it in our budget for 21. Is that correct?
That's what I think, yes. Okay. So these budgets are working on an annual basis, even though this cooperative agreement is a 3-year cooperative agreement, but annually would be that look. It looks like the Taney County percentage is 12.78. Christian is 19.15, and Greene is 68%. Is what she just shot me. So I don't know. I would prefer to wait till it was, you know, formal and written in this, in a different agreement, different version of this. But it's not a lot of money.
No.
And I think that, that hopefully Taney County appreciates the service that this gives. As a little more of a background, you know, in the early 2000s, the state was seeking efficiencies, and they were finding that there were a lot of, you know, there's 113 or so counties in the state of Missouri, and then some of the counties were very small and had a few caseloads, and that it's kind of onerous for the counties to do all the administrative stuff that you have to do for timekeeping and money, and so they started putting counties together. And so it had been started already when in 2009, Christian and Taney, which were in the same circuit at that time, merged kind of with Greene County for that kind of effect. So all of the people doing these cases are sitting in Springfield, Missouri. The attorneys do travel. Sherry Cobb is the primary one assigned. I appear as her backup with some frequency. So,
you know what budget line that comes out of?
No, I don't know.
Would it come out of just your regular 119, or would it come out of one of your special?
I don't think it's come out of one of the special. Mrs. Forrest mentioned the phrase 4D quite a few times. That's part of the Social Security Act that authorizes the grant for suited individuals who to not pay the child support when it comes to payment funds. So until like 40 actions, that's the Federal Social Security Act that you can remember.
So they'll get you the documents and they'll be all filled in and then you'll present them to us, is what I heard, and we've got 2 more weeks.
Yeah, if you're fine with that, I would like to give you a new electronic copy. The review, I would expect nothing to change except for me to fill in your type in their name and you like your Dunsmore number and some of the things, county of Taney, things that don't already merge out on this agreement. I think I hand wrote them in all the other years, but I would go ahead and get that filled out for you. When I saw that they didn't have the county names and the percentages, I knew that this wasn't the version that could be signed anyway. So I wanted to just make sure that I was available here to answer any questions that you might have about the program or our office.
Previous agreements, I think I saw they had been done by hand. So what I'm going to do is get the final copy of that thing done, provide the utility for dissemination to the commission.
We could put it on the agenda at that time and
you're in the county now, buddy.
Vote on it and get it. And should have no problem getting that done and installed by December 31st when this one goes out.
Thank you.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.